This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and I'm super, super excited to have him back on the show. We're talking about CBD Unlimited, formerly Index Corp. That you can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol EDXC. And with us today is the president, chairman, and co-founder of the company, Mr. Todd Davis. Todd, thank you for coming back on the show.
Hey, it's great to be here, Everett.
You guys are doing a lot over there. Last time we were on the show, you brought my listeners up to speed of how many retail stores you guys are in. Revenues are starting to generate really well. That being said, can you give myself and my listeners an update on international approvals and what's going on in the markets?
Yeah, as far as the international piece goes, you have to apply and you have to make sure it's legal to export and import into those countries. One of the recent ones we made an announcement on was Puerto Rico, which it's a U.S. territory, but we're working on multiple U.S. territories that have big military complex or industrial complexes, and then also have a wide distribution of pharmacies and specialty boutiques that would foster or support CBD sales. Puerto Rico, I really like because it's a selected amount of companies that can get into the country in the first place. There's a couple thousand stores that have pharmacies right in them or are pharmacies, including Walgreens, CVS, and some of the big names. But there's only one or two distributors that you can go through. So it's not like in the U.S. where you have a relationship with Walgreens, you have a direct relationship, and you go out directly through their distribution centers, everything else. Puerto Rico is unique, and you have to go through that distributor, and then they handle all the pharmacies in that space. So we've been working on that for about 7 months. We finally got approval. They had some upheaval in the government structure there. It seems to have calmed down, and we're now ready to start selling into that market through the distributor. And we'll make an announcement, a further announcement on that when the launch is and who the distributor actually is. So that's forthcoming. But that's an exciting piece because it really sets a precedent for all the U.S. territories, Guam, Puerto Rico, anywhere in the islands, in the Caribbean islands are U.S. property. So that's been a big step for us.
You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about, and I saw a press release, you guys are getting into the chocolate business. You kind of teamed up with First Food Group. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, First Food Group is a critical piece to our launch into food and beverage. We've already got the tea and coffee lineup with Mad Hatter Tea and Coffee. That's in the final stages of production right now. That'll go out in the first quarter next year with the new line. The First Foods Group chocolate products are also going into that package. Our energy drinks are going into the package in a couple of different formats that we have not introduced before. It's really coming down to ingestibles is what they're calling it. And the market this year with the Farm Bill Act back in place and distribution going out, nobody has engaged in ingestibles. And that is really the next big wave in CBD is how do you deliver CBD into food groups, supplements, nutraceuticals, and get it out there in formats that people will enjoy that are still healthy and beneficial for their wellness.
That makes a lot of sense.
They have one of the leading chocolatiers in the world as their primary chocolatier. He's been rated in the top 15 for the past decade by Forbes magazine. So working with them, we know we're going to get quality. We know we're going to get controlled servings or controlled dosing within there. And we don't have to use sugar to the point where it's a detriment on the anti-inflammatory properties of CBD.
Todd, I want to switch gears here just for a second. Many times you've been on the show here and we talked about, you know, uplisting. Do you have an update on the uplisting and Form 10 status?
The Form 10 status is kind of the key. We finished our fiscal 2019 on September 30th. So simultaneously, we're including all of our audited financials in with the Form 10. So that's compiling. It's coming to a head. And that will be the first round of Form 7 submission will be near term. Once that's in place, where you go through a process of Q&A from FINRA and the SEC, they ask you a bunch of questions, you answer the questions. So we're pre-prepping for that. We're going back to 2001 and ask, you know, basically answering any question and all questions that they may ask in the interim. Once you file the Form 10, OTC Markets has stated to us that we can then, they'll release us into the uplist. So we've already paid for that. That was we paid for that back in June, and it's sitting there ready for the submission of the Form 10. At that point, simultaneously, we should get the uplist.
You know, we're just basically around, 40, 50 days left here in the year. Do you have any targets, you know, say around the first quarter and beyond, maybe going from March 1st?
Yeah, you know, at the beginning of this calendar year, I wanted to be in at least 5,000 stores nationwide. We surpassed that in September. We're on track to, you know, we're trying to get closed between 7,000 and 8,000 stores by the end of the year. Going into next year, March is really the main reset for all things food, mass retail, and pharmacy. So we're pushing into that space, and we're anticipating multiple new clients and several thousand new stores on top of what we already have launching on the March 1st outlook. And then the next wave will come in July. So with that, you know, we're targeting getting up north of 20,000 stores next year. And if we do hit on a couple of these mainstream distribution channels, we could be somewhere between 20 and 35,000 stores by the end of calendar 2020. So March is that critical piece that we're preparing for right now. We're already executing on what we had planned through the end of December and into January, February timeframe. March is the next point that we're prepping for now.
You know, the whole cannabis industry, and you're no stranger to this, has been, I don't like to use the word decimated, but definitely a pullback anywhere from 30 to 70%. That being said, your stock price is trading around 15, 16 cents. Your market cap just maybe a tad bit under 50 million. What is it that you want to tell your investors and my listeners about the industry and more particularly your company?
I think the industry, you know, it was a big pent-up demand last year going into the Farm Bill Act, and it was a release, and everybody went to new highs or approached new highs going into March and April. This has mostly just been attrition in the market. It hasn't been that there's been bad things going on in the industry. The industry is trying to catch up to the numbers. So as the rollout continues, we're less than 1 year into the real part of this industry. We really are. As far as the CBD space goes, cannabis has been around a little bit longer. I think that this is a good correction, both mathematically and technically, in the overall market. I've seen a lot of institutional behavior that says they're prepping for next year. Everybody's waiting for the Safe Bank Act. Everybody's waiting for additional guidelines from the FDA from a compliance standpoint. And then the FTC is getting involved also in the compliance part of this equation. So with that kind of pending out there and not knowing, that's the uncertainty that's been created in the market right now. I'm looking at the market. It looks like myself and our competitors are bottoming out, you know, from a stock standpoint.
Right.
Their revenues are expanding. Everybody's revenues are expanding. Distribution is expanding. There's more adoption in the market. And we've only really touched the surface of this market. So I think from an industry standpoint, we're going to have another major rally next year. The companies that are doing things wrong, they will stand out. The ones that are doing right will start to accelerate. And that includes us. You know, in my opinion, as far as CBD Unlimited goes, we're still the most undervalued CBD company in the United States. And the reason I say that is we're in major mass retail and mass pharmacy stores. Other companies are not. It's not easy to get in those stores. And it certainly is more challenging to stay in those stores and command real estate and grow your real estate within that footprint. Store count is a big avenue for the industry right now. The more stores you're in, the better your distribution. And behind that, you have e-commerce and different digital platforms that you can sell through. That's what we're growing on both sides of the equation as evenly as possible, but in sync with each other.
As for my listeners, you know I've had hundreds of cannabis and CBD publicly traded companies come on my show over the years, and Todd absolutely hit it out of the park right there. What I hear behind the backstage is that, Eb, we can't find distribution. We can't find retail stores. We can't penetrate the market. And here it is, you're sitting in over 5,000 stores. And I agree, it's just a matter of time. I think your stock is grossly undervalued here at 15, 16 cents a share. Todd, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. It is always a privilege to bring myself and my listeners up to date on your company and finding out what's going on behind the scenes there. If you want to know more about their company, go to the OTC. Their ticker symbol is EDXC. They were formerly Index Corp. Now their new name is CBD Unlimited, Inc. You can also go to their website, www.endexx.com. Todd, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Everett. Have a great day.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.